Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for June 10th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. 50 years ago today, SEC Commissioner A.A. Summer Jr. issued a paper titled "The SEC in the Midst of Revolution." Here is a summary of his speech. The securities industry is undergoing a significant revolution characterized by rapid and unpredictable changes, much like historical revolutions. Some confident firms may fail, while others with bleak prospects may succeed. The role of the regulator, especially the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, is crucial during this period. Historically, the SEC has regulated the industry without drastically altering its structure. However, recent economic shifts and the emergence of dominant market forces like institutional investors have necessitated a reevaluation of its role. The fixed commission system has shown signs of cartel-like behavior, prompting the SEC to advocate for a central market system and greater market rationalization. The SEC has actively sought industry input and has been flexible in addressing issues such as costly multiplicity of clearing and settlement systems. Despite criticism, the SEC is committed to maintaining competition and stability in the market. It recognizes the need for reforms such as allowing institutional investors to pay for research with quote-unquote soft dollars to avoid diminishing research capabilities that benefit individual investors. The SEC's proactive stance aims to steer the industry through its revolution towards a more competitive and healthy future, avoiding excessive government intervention post-revolution. The June edition of the World Federation of Exchanges Focus highlights several key developments in financial markets. It includes an article by Daria Degtyarenko, Senior Marketing Communications Manager at ExactPro, on AI-driven synthetic data engineering, emphasizing a system-first approach to software testing that enhances digital resilience. Another feature by Frederick Ekstrom, head of carbon markets at NASDAQ, discusses the need for transparent, standardized pricing mechanisms in voluntary carbon markets, VCMs, and advocates for more trade execution via exchanges rather than bilateral agreements. A webinar recap covers upcoming regulatory changes with insights from Jonathan Gilmore of Traverse Smith and Richard Metcalf of the WFE. Monique Bell of ASX examines the role of financial derivatives in supporting decarbonization efforts. Lastly, an article by Christopher Buttigieg and Nathan Fennick discusses the importance of consolidated tape providers in the EU and US for providing real-time trading information to address fragmented market data. The Federation of European Securities Exchanges announced on LinkedIn that Rosa Armesto Plaja officially became the director general of the Federation of European Securities Exchanges following the FESE General Assembly last Friday. Simplex Trading LLC has named Benjamin Landegren as Managing Director of Strategic Business Development. In this role, Landegren will focus on expanding the company's partnerships and core business in new products and geographies. TT was named Best Listed Derivatives Trading Solution at the Trading Tech Insight Awards USA. The Wall Street Journal today published a summer reading list for personal finance books, which offers a selection aimed at enhancing both financial knowledge and wealth. Q1 Curated by financial planners, the list includes books that provide not only practical advice on money management and wealth building, but also insights into the psychology of money and its impact on everyday life. These recommended reads are designed to deepen your understanding of financial principles while exploring the emotional and psychological aspects of money, making them perfect companions for a summer dedicated to enriching your financial literacy. Team Hong Kong Exchange and Clearing participated in the Stanley International Dragon Boat Championships today in honor of the Tuan Nen Festival, Hong Kong Exchange shared on LinkedIn. This year, Hong Kong Exchange fielded three teams, including its inaugural women's team, competing for the Ladies' Cup. Hong Kong Exchange teams won the Merit Awards in both the Mixed Silver Cup and Mixed Bronze Bowl, and its women's team finished fourth overall. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were ERA's tour of the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC's 90th anniversary from the SEC. Now is the time to consider European-style equity options from Eurex, and the European Advantage, debunking myths surrounding U.S. listings from Euronext. Subscribe to the JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. Four decades of Russell Indices Reconstitution, a webinar with Cboe and CME Group. This year's annual Russell Reconstitution is fast approaching with less than 1 month to go until Recon Day, when our recalibration of the Russell U.S. indices takes effect. As one of the most widely anticipated market events, Reconstitution ensures that the indices continue to accurately reflect the current state of U.S. equity markets and their market capitalization segments, large cap, mid cap, small cap, micro cap, industry breakdowns, and style segment. Join experts from Cboe Global Markets, CME Group, and FTSE Russell, who will discuss how Russell indices have undergone a series of methodology enhancements over the years and current market opportunities. Register with the link in today's newsletter. Here's a video from our OIC coverage. NASDAQ embraces cloud migration and AI for options markets. Sean Feeney, a NASDAQ executive, explained the exchange's plans to migrate its options markets to the cloud and leverage artificial intelligence, AI, during an interview at the Options Industry Conference in Asheville, North Carolina, sponsored by the OCC. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's an editorial from the Crane's editorial board. Editorial. A chance for Chicago to take the quantum crown. In reporting on the business world, one hears a lot about the next big thing, and frequently those highly touted next generation ideas wind up being blips rather than game changers. So it's wise to regard such assertions with a healthy degree of skepticism, and yet in the tech realm, there are few advances creating more buzz than artificial intelligence, which is generating excitement and hand-wringing in equal measure, and its less glamorous cousin of sorts, quantum computing. Both promise to change the way humans tackle complex problems, and in the case of quantum, to potentially change the way we understand reality itself. My comment, as much as I would like to see this, I am not sure Chicago can move this fast. Here's a story from the New York Historical Society. The legacy of Black Wall Street and the Tulsa Race Massacre. In the decades following the Civil War, in the midst of the rise of Jim Crow, African Americans throughout the United States fought to build dynamic, thriving communities. Greenwood, a prosperous Black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was emblematic of these efforts, becoming a major economic hub and earning the moniker of Black Wall Street, But in 1921, this thriving district became the site of one of the deadliest racial massacres in U.S. history, swept up in a wave of white violence that raged through the country in the early 20th century. My comment. This is from February, but we missed it then, and I think it's worth a listen. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top clicked item on Friday was the transcription of Gary Gensler's Eras tour of the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC's 90th anniversary video from the SEC. Second was the Wall Street Journal's A Texas Stock Exchange Wants to Take on New York. The odds aren't good. Third was Honoring Leo, Chicago History Museum honors Leo Melamed by Jeffrey Carter in Points and Figures. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the editorial board of the Financial Times. The headline, "The Unsustainable Hype Around ESG. Several months of fund outflows mark the decline of ESG as a marketing tool." Three letters have demanded outsized attention from companies, consumers, and investors in recent years. E, S, and G. The uptick in funds with increased scrutiny over portfolio companies, environmental, social, and governance credentials has been a cause for celebration to some and an object of derision to others, particularly Republican lawmakers in the U.S. News last week that patchy outflows from ESG funds have become a firm trend, with $40 billion leaving so far this year, similarly divided political opinion. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "Equity listings in Dallas are no laughing matter. Competition for trading volumes is nothing new, but winning more listings would be truly disruptive." Equities have been traded in Dallas long enough to be an old Wall Street punchline, but equities being listed in Dallas, New York might not find that so funny. A group backed by BlackRock and Citadel Securities is planning to launch a share trading venue to be based in Dallas and called the Texas Stock Exchange. It will be an electronic exchange on which companies can also list their shares. It is hardly unprecedented for an upstart to nab trading volume from the traditional big names in U.S. stock trading, the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. Earlier this century, two electronic exchanges, BATS and DirectEdge, grabbed big chunks of exchange volume in part by riding the rise of high-frequency trading firms. Here's another story. This one is from Tradeweb. Tradeweb and FTSE Russell extend benchmark closing prices to U.S. Treasury markets. Expansion of strategic partnership between Tradeweb and FTSE Russell to produce benchmark closing prices for the U.S. Treasury markets. Tradeweb FTSE U.S. Treasury closing prices utilize an enhanced methodology that provides additional transparency into bid and offer price information. Tradeweb and FTSE Russell today announced that they have launched Tradeweb FTSE Russell Treasury Closing Prices, extending their combined offering of next-generation fixed income pricing, which can be used in index trading products, similar to the existing Tradeweb FTSE Closing Prices for UK gilts and European government bonds. These U.S. Treasury closing prices incorporate trading activity from Tradeweb's electronic platform, which results in more robust benchmark pricing. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. ¶¶